Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 9th of October 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. The weekend is upon us once again. The weather this weekend looks to be better than last, which means we can certainly hit the allotment, hit the kitchen garden and get lots of things done. But of course, as always, it's a Thursday night and that means, well, not always actually, but Thursdays we tend to sow some seeds. And this week we have sown the lettuce all year round. Now, lettuce all year round is a great variety to sow at this time of year. The name does say, oh, it can be sown pretty much all year round. And it does perform really well, actually. I do enjoy sowing this throughout the cooler months because it seems to do better. In fact, I would say all lettuce seems to do better in the cooler months. It doesn't bolt so easily. Lettuce is a cool, loving crop. We grow it a lot in the summer for salads, but it does have a tendency to get a little bit too hot. Now, I've actually sown my lettuce in little seed trays. I've just dipped a hole about half a centimetre deep and dropped a single seed in. And that's because I'm doing something a little bit different. Normally, I would just scatter them across my veggie pod, but I'm actually going to give it a go of sowing lettuce like that this year. So really not hard. Plug plants would work as well and things like that. Just simply half a centimetre deep, if that, backfill it and keep it somewhere damp and allow it to grow. Once they have germinated, we will just keep on growing them. You may need to thin them out to give them into bigger pots to give them a bit more room. But once you feel they are strong enough, they can be planted in their final positions. Now, the final positions is going to depend. For me, it could be in my veggie pod, which I suspect is where they will go. They could be in my greenhouse. They could be in my cold frame. I've got lots and lots of different options and different ideas of what I could do. The idea being that these will keep producing for us throughout the winter months. The key is to really give them that bit of protection, to protect them from some very harsh frosts and keep good airflow going over them. Now, one of the other things that I like to do is just try and sow a few of these seeds every few weeks in order to keep our lettuce coming in. No good sowing it all in one go. You end up with a load of lettuce in one go. That is no good for anybody. So little and often is the key. Now, looking ahead to the weekend, and you probably know by now, I like to get you a list of jobs that you could be doing this weekend. And, you know, that could be in an allotment, a kitchen garden, whatever you want to do, or just pottering about, just doing whatever you need to do. So on my list for allotment jobs, but it doesn't just apply to the allotment, it could also apply to anywhere that you are growing. We've got plant, garlic and onion sets. If you haven't done so already, the soil is still warm enough to allow them to root well. Sow over wintering broad beans or peas, such as Aqua Dolce Claudia or Feltham First. You will know I've sent out some overwintering broad beans in this month's seed pack. We're sowing those towards the end of the month. We have got tidy away canes and supports from summer crops and get them stored somewhere dry. We've got mulch cleared beds with compost, manure, leaf mould just to protect the soil. Sow some green manures like field beans, phacelia or winter tares to add structure and nutrients to your soil. Cut back asparagus ferns and mulch the crowns once the foliage has turned yellow. I recommend if you can to mulch your asparagus with seaweed if you can get hold of it. Now, in a kitchen garden or home plot, again, could work both ways. Sorry if you can hear Roxy in the background. Clear away any fallen leaves from paths, but save some for your leaf mould bin, don't forget. Tidy up strawberry beds and peg down any healthy runners so that you can get some new plants. Check basket nets and weigh them down before the next bout of winds. Harvest apples and pears before they bruise and store them in trays somewhere cool and dry. We've got pot-up herbs like parsley and mint to bring indoors for winter cooking. And check on your water butts to make sure that they're not leaking so that you can catch plenty of that beautiful rain as it falls. Now, there are some general autumn jobs to do as well. Clean and disinfect your greenhouse glass to let in more light. Sharpen and oil tools before putting them away for the winter. And start sketching out next year's layout, especially if you are planning crop rotation. Collect and save seeds from favourite flowers and veg. Check your compost bins, give them a good turn, and start building new heaps for this season ahead. Now, what are my plans? Because I always like to share my plans as well to give you an idea what I'm doing and what you can expect to hear on the podcast. So tomorrow I'm heading down to the allotment. First job I've got to do is build this compost bin. I've cut the wood. I've just got to build it and I'm going to get it done this weekend. After that, I'll start at the very bottom of my plot and just work my way through, clearing all the beds, tidying as I go, planting out my onion sets as well, because I've got plenty of onion sets that I need to get in the ground. On Saturday, I will be in my kitchen garden here at home. And again, I'm working my way from the front of the garden, working my way back, just giving the space a tidy, mowing the grass, planting some more onion sets, harvesting chilies, peppers, aubergines, things like that. They've all been really ripening nicely undercover. It's time to get them picked before the cold nights set in. And there may be more, of course, as I go through it, because when I talk about it like that, I don't think there's much to talk about in the podcast. I always like to line it up. Now, I've got to say, I've had a lot of great response. On the podcast, you may have heard I mentioned snap gardening, and that seems to have gone down well. It seems to be resonating as a good way of gardening, keeping things simple, natural, and productive. A lot of great feedback on that. So this is the thing. This is how I think gardening should be. Simple, natural, and productive. Less complicated. It makes sense. And I reckon it could also end up saving money. So snap gardening is the way. I'm really pleased with the feedback I have got on that. So that is a good news. Well, I'm going to shut this one up for tonight a little bit early, but it is a Thursday night. I will be back on Sunday with another update where you can hear more of what I've been doing over the weekend. But don't forget to please do email me if you've got any thoughts, suggestions, ideas, questions, anything like that. I welcome it all. So until next time, please take care.